Hey everyone, it's time to put down that grocery store sushi and hit up some of the awesome restaurants around town for unique and fresh sushi. From splurge spots to quick lunches, Houston food blogger Anthony Vu, aka The Eating Ant, joins me to give his recommendations for the best sushi spots in H-Town. It's Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Anthony, welcome to CityCast Houston. How are you, man?
I'm good, Raheel. Thanks for having me on here. I'm so excited for the talk today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pumped as well. Before we jump into this, I need your help, okay? Because I've been eating sushi for decades. Like, it's been so long. But have I been doing it wrong? Because a few months ago, I saw The Rock, like, yes, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, put pickled ginger on top of a piece of sushi, then dip it in the soy sauce before eating it. Now, I always thought the ginger was a palate cleanser. Am I doing it wrong or is he doing it wrong?
Well, I definitely use ginger as a palate cleanser. And I feel like while you're free to eat your food however you deem fit, there's certain things that people would do that would make Japanese people absolutely flip. Like mixing wasabi in with your soy sauce or adding ginger on top of the sushi like you stated in your example.
Oh no, so even putting wasabi in the soy sauce, I'm doing it wrong.
I mean, you can still do it. Some Japanese people don't prefer that you do that. And then some Japanese people just prefer maybe if you have a bowl of normal soy sauce on the side because wasabi might not go with every cut of fish.
Okay, gotcha. So side note, I have been eating it like The Rock since I saw him do it, and it is so much better. Like, yeah, I don't know, it just hits a little different. It does.
If you like it, then you like it.
So let's start out with the basics, okay? Mm-hmm. There's different types of sushi that our listeners will see on the menu. Let's go through some of them before they hit up some of these great recommendations you have for us. So you obviously have your rolls, but from there, what are some other things they might see on the menu?
Well, I guess let's start with the most simple, which is sashimi. Sashimi is like a nice thick cut of fish. They usually serve it over ice. And sometimes they top that with like additional toppings to enhance the flavors. And then next is a nigiri, which is thinner cuts of fish that's served on a ball of sushi rice. And again, sometimes people might top those with toppings as well to enhance the flavors. And then gotcha. What you mentioned is rolls. Rolls are like a bunch of things put together. They're also called maki at some restaurants. And there's like variants of fish, avocado, cucumbers, and other veggies and sauces that they put inside and top with, and then rolled up in a sheet of seaweed and rice and then cut into smaller bite-sized pieces. There's a lot of different things, and I would experiment and see what you enjoy the most.
Gotcha. And I think those three are the most popular. So there are other ones as well, but those three are the ones that I think most people order and are comfortable ordering, right?
Right, right. There's also hand rolls, which is, it's just seaweed with rice and then the fish inside. It's a little bit less complex than a roll.
Yeah. All right. So now let's get to some of the recommendations that you have for us around Houston, right? So first, let's start with a good casual spot that won't break the bank too much.
There's a good handful of places in Houston that have a super affordable sushi, like, let's see, there's Hokkaido, Iwaya, Ginza, there's a lot, but I guess my top pick is maybe Oishi. They have great happy hour prices. The sushi's super cheap, but it doesn't taste like super low quality.
Now let's talk about some good lunch spots for sushi. Where do you recommend?
Well, all of the places I named just now are really good for lunch, but maybe other ones that you could check out are like Kura, which is a conveyor belt sushi spot. It just goes around, and if you like it, then you take out the plate, and then they charge you per plate. And then another one might be Handy's Dozo, and those have hand rolls. Yeah, the hand rolls are so good. They top it with amazing toppings.
The conveyor belt places, it's cool, right? Like, it's okay to go to, right? Like, I like going to those places because there's so much variety and I like being able to pick what I want. And it might not be the freshest because it might be, you know, sitting on the belt for a while, but I've always had a good experience at those places.
Right. It's so fun, especially if you have kids. Some places I feel like have the TV with animation. When you put the plate in, it's like all this cool animation to watch.
Yeah, the one I go to, if you order something off the menu, they'll send it on a train that comes out, and it's so cool. Like, my daughter loves that.
Oh, yeah, that's so fun.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, let's talk about a date night spot for sushi. Again, there's so many to pick from, but give me a couple that you think are great for date nights.
Probably Uchi and Katarobata. Mm. Yeah. Uchi, I'd love to go to for their happy hour. You'll get like cheaper cuts of fish, hot and cold dishes, even alcohol. So it's a good deal, but you'll definitely have to spend more than the casual spots, of course.
Yeah, for sure. What do you recommend we get there?
It really depends on what cuts of fish you like. And their menu is seasonal, so sometimes it changes out.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So make sure you look at the menu, get some feedback from whoever's helping you out as well, and see what seasonal things that might be good, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, now let's get to the more expensive categories, right? Mm-hmm. You've got one night you want to splurge on and really take full advantage of a place. Where are we going? Give me a good splurge spot.
My top one would probably be Roca Accor, but specifically for their omakase, which is like a tasting menu.
Yeah.
And I like theirs the most because it has a great mixture of sushi, hot, cold, and you'll be full at the end. Some places you don't get that full at the end. This one, I'm usually pretty stuffed.
Yeah, it is. That one, the dishes just keep coming out, yeah. And it is so good. And one of the soups that I got one time I went there, I think I was literally licking the bowl. Like, it was that good. It was such a memorable dish and flavor that I just wanted to, have it last forever. But yeah, you're right. Like, it continuously comes out. You leave full, and you really do get a lot for your money there. It's expensive, but you leave going like, yeah, that was worth it, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, speaking of tasting menus, are there other places that you recommend that have good tasting menus?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch. My favorite is probably Sushi by Hidden. That's probably the most affordable one. I think it was $60 for 12 courses, but you have to finish it in 30 minutes.
What?
It's fast, but I mean, you're supposed to eat sushi fast anyway. You don't want the quality to go down. So yeah, it's nice.
So how many pieces do you get in that 12 course meal? Is it a lot it manageable?
Each course is one piece of sushi. So it's 12 pieces of sushi.
Okay. Yeah. You can do that. Manageable.
You should be able to.
Yeah, that's a good challenge right there.
All right. Some people feel rushed and they don't like that. But for more intimate experiences that might take like 2+ hours, there's Hidden Omakase, there's Roca, there's Oheya, which is actually done by Uchi. They're new. Those are all excellent choices. There's also MF Sushi, which I haven't done theirs yet, but I heard good things about it.
Oh, cool. We'll have to try that one out too as well. Okay, now, drum roll, your best overall spot for sushi in Houston. What are you picking? I know this is going to be tough. I'm putting you on the clock. What you got?
Okay. I'd say aside from Roca, my best overall probably got to be Katarobata. They have fantastic choices for both cooked and raw dishes, and especially if you're with someone that doesn't really like sushi or doesn't like raw dishes. They have so many good cooked dishes, like my favorite thing, and if you go, you absolutely have to get their Wagyu Katsu Sando. And that's super flavorful and crispy, like breaded Wagyu meat cutlet, Japanese-style sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I don't know, sometimes you might not want to share it. You got to get one for yourself.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to share that. That sounds really good. Man, all right, these are some great spots. I can't wait to try them all and, you know, charge the company because, look, sometimes it does get a little expensive, but that's why you got to go splurge every once in a while. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. Those are awesome recommendations.
Thank you for having me. It was a great time talking about sushi.
That was Anthony Vu. You can follow him and keep up with his food adventures on Instagram at The Eating Ant or check out the link in our show notes. Before we go, what's your favorite sushi spot? Send us your recommendations with the form or phone number in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.